In the pregame show, we chat now with Cannon McMillan head coach Frank Zebrowski. Coach, the scenario pretty simple for the Big Macs to get into the playoffs. Cannon McMillan needs to win tonight and get a little help from Baldwin with a loss out of the Highlanders at Bethel Park. Yeah, give us your take on tonight's scenario for your team.
Well, we definitely have to take care of our own business first. And we take the opinion that we don't want to root against someone. We're hoping that Bethel Park wins. We never want to root for an opponent to lose as much as we want to root for someone to win. So we need to take care of our business first and foremost, and then hope that the home team, being Bethel Park, takes care of their business.
Entering this season, you felt like your Big Macs had a good chance, or as good a chance as any, to make the playoffs out of this extremely tough section. And with the fact that Cannon McMillan has a shot at the playoffs entering tonight, are you proud of the way your team has battled to this point in the season?
We are. Our main objective this year was to get into the playoffs. And we feel that the competition that we face night in, night out within our section, and the strong exhibition schedule we put together would give us an opportunity to be very competitive in the playoff scenario, much like some of the other teams that have factored into the playoff picture the last few years from our section as a late qualifier.
Now, your squad boasts several talented multi-sport athletes, including several players from the state championship softball team at Cannon Mac. How athletic is your group from top to bottom?
We are. We are, some of the younger girls are really blending in with some of the older athletes. We have girls, as you had mentioned, that are on the state championship softball team. A couple girls that are just getting back into basketball after focusing on softball and some of the other sports. So they're growing, and, their usefulness is going to be even more important as we grow into next year also.
Olivia LaRusso, one of those multi-sport athletes, a very good player in the paint for the Big Macs. Tell us about her and what makes her so good.
Well, Olivia just recently achieved her 1,000th point, career point, which is the only the third girl in my knowledge at Cannon McMillan to do that. It's a special accomplishment, and she's also 157 rebounds shy of 1,000 rebounds. And once again, coming out of the section and the classification we play in, that's a special accomplishment. She's athletic. She runs the floor well. She looks to set her teammates up, and she's pretty good defensively also.
Danielle Parker has been another standout for Cannon McMillan. How nice of a compliment is she to LaRusso?
Very much so. Danielle is a very good shooter. They are both averaging right around the same amount of points, about 15 and a half points a game now. Danielle is a sneaky, good rebounder. She's a very good defender. A little bit different player than Olivia in that she doesn't possess the foot speed, but her instincts are pretty good.
For tonight, playoff hopes on the line against the Peters Township Indians, a team you've won four in a row against, including a 10-point win earlier this season at home. Tell us about that game and what your team needs to do to duplicate that type of performance tonight.
Well, actually, Randy, in that game, we were down 19-18 at halftime. We were down at the end of the first quarter 14-8 and came back to be down 19-18 at halftime and held them scoreless in the third quarter. And what we've tried to preach day in and day out of practice and in the games, when you're not having a good night scoring the basketball, there has to be a constant. And in this case, defense has to be a constant. And that's something that we have to rely on tonight. We have to rely on making sure that Madison Kerr and a couple of other their younger players do not get unattested or free baskets. We have to be able to contest those shots and make them do some things that they may not want to do offensively. And hopefully our defense will allow our offense to take care of business.
It's Cannon McMillan head coach Frank Zebrowski. Thanks for your time and good luck to you and your team tonight.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
We'll be right back. You're listening to the MSA Sports and Quad A Conference Girls Basketball Game of the Week.